to come experience it for yourself at Integrity First Bank.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Second half underway. The Bombers missing a shot underneath. Rosebud with the rebound. So the Ramblers with the basketball, leading by two. Backdoor cuts by Hampton. And a foul on Colton Peters. As Colton kind of looked like a defensive back there with a wide receiver got behind him and had to grab him to keep a touchdown pass from happening. That's kind of what Colton looked like there. Had to commit the foul to not allow an easy, uncontested bucket underneath. Third foul on Peters, though. First foul this half against Mountain Home. Rosebud with the ball, leading by two. Ball knocked away underneath by Waymeyer, out of bounds. Stays with Rosebud. 7:15 left in the third. Both these teams 3-8 on the campaign. In the paint, the shot is missed by the Ramblers. Missed by Hall. The rebound kept alive by Rosebud. Ray has it. Penetrates, kicks it out. This is Nice on the right elbow. Hampton between the circles. Just under 7 minutes left in the third. Ramblers leading 16-14. Nice, long three, no good. Hampton the rebound underneath. Put back is no good and cleared out underneath by Waymeyer. He's going to be fouled in the backcourts. The foul against Rosebud is on Hall. That's his second. First foul this half against Rosebud. So the Bombers will get it back. 6:39 left in the third. Down by two. Cruz in the paint. Walked with the basketball. Nine turnovers against Mountain Home. Ah. 16-14. Rosebud continues to lead. Working right elbow. This is Nice. Pass is deflected out of bounds. Stays with Rosebud. The winner of this game will play at 8:30 tomorrow night. Against Watson Chapel, the loser gets Batesville at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Hampton, long range three is a little strong. The rebound, Talon Benton. Here come the Bombers. Benton's third board of the evening. Bashir's left side, Benton to the baseline. Inside, Peters. Shot blocked underneath and picked up by Rosebud. Ray works ahead now. It was Stone Nix with the block shots, and now a travel against Rosebud. 10 turnovers by the Ramblers. Mountain Home gets it back. We've played just over 2 minutes in the second half. Nobody has scored yet in the second half. The Shears. They'll look inside. Here's Waymeyer. Turnaround jumper good. His first field goal of the evening. 4 points. 10 boards for Waymeyer on the night. We're knotted up at 16. Nice penetrates. Gives it up. Gets it back in the corner. Fires a three. It will not go. And the rebound to Peters. That's his fourth board of the evening. Colton works it ahead. The Bombers looking to retake the lead now with 5:12 left in the third. Peters, free throw line, spins, dumps it down low, and the pass is out of bounds. 10 turnovers by Mountain Home. Peters will come out. Dibble will check in. 5:04 left in the third. Mountain Home and Rosebud tied at 16. Bombers in a 1-3-1 half-court trap. Ball tipped out of bounds. Oh, no, they say it wasn't tipped. They're just going to say the pass went out of bounds, and it's a turnover by Rosebud. That's 11 turnovers now by Rosebud. Waymire kicks it to Bashirs. Out top, Benton. Looks inside. Waymire, shot no, but a foul. And the Bombers doing a better job early on in the second half of getting the ball to the big man inside. The foul charged to Stone Nix, his second. Team foul number two this half against Rosebud. Waymire, the 6'9 senior at the line. The first one is short. He's 2 of 5 from the line. Has one more here. Second free throw is missed. Hampton, the rebound underneath. Here comes Rosebud. Ball deflected out of bounds by Benton, and it stays with Rosebud. 4:36 left in the third. We're knotted up at 16.
Talent up, play up, play up. Dibble, bump over, Cruz. Cruz has got heart.
Out top, Hampton, the 6'3 junior.
Hunter.
Gives it up to Ray. 4.5 left in the third. Looks to get it to Hampton in the corner and is stolen away underneath by Bashirs. Here come the Bombers looking to retake the lead. Dibble, baseline left, kicks the top of the key. Bashirs dumps it inside. Waymire powers it up. It won't go. Gets his own rebound and sticks it in. And the Bombers have retaken the lead. 18-16, Mountain Home leads at the Bombers with the first 4 points of this second half. Rosebud has not scored yet in the second half. Ray penetrates. Kicks it out left side. A three by Bomar won't go. Rebound tipped into the hands of Dibble, who comes up with it for Mountain Home. Bombers with the first 4 points of the third quarter. 3:38 left in the third. Mountain Home leads it by two. Inside, Cruz. Shot no. Rebound. He gets it back. He's fouled as he goes back up. And Luke will go to the free throw line. Fouls on Stone Nix, his third. Third team foul against Rosebud. Luke Cruz at the line. He's one of two from the line. 3 points on the evening. The first one is good. Bomber 6 of 11 from the line. Second free throw is missed. And the rebound to Dalton Hall. So Mountain Home leads it by three, 19-16, with 3:24 left in the third, and a foul out top against the Bombers. This is on Bashirs, his first. Team foul number two against Mountain Home.
Call the carry. That's easier.
We'll go back through.
3:22 left in the third. Underneath, Nix foul. He'll head to the free throw line. Stone Nix is fouled as he goes up with it. The foul's on Waymire, his second. Team foul number three. Nix with 4 points on the evening. He'll shoot two here with 3:18 left in the third quarter. The first one is good. Has one more to his credits. This one is missed. Waymire with his 13th rebound of the evening. 19-17, Mountain Home leads it with the basketball. Benton works out top. Dibble on the right wing. Now Benton, they'll look in the corner. Cruz from 15, it's good. Luke along the right baseline. He has six, and the Bombers lead it 21-17. Here's a three missed by Hampton. Now the rebound for Big David Waymire, his 14th of the ball game. This is a 7-1 run by Mountain Home to open this third quarter. Now a turnover by the Bombers. Into the front court, Hall down the paint, shot no, and a foul on the rebound as Hampton has the board. I check it, it's Nix with the board, and he's fouled. Fouls on Dibble, his first, team's fourth, and Stone Nix at the free throw line. First free throw is good. 4:38 without scoring to start the third quarter by the Ramblers. 2nd free throw is good. Nix hits them both. 21-19, Mountain Home with 2:22 left in the third quarter. Benton now foul inside. They're going to get Waymire with an offensive foul. Offensive foul against Waymire in the paint. That's his third, the team's fifth. Mountain Home's 12th turnover. .212 left in the third. Rosebud looking to tie things up. We're taking the lead this trip. Hampton a three for the lead, in and out. The rebound along the baseline. Controlled by the Ramblers, and it's knocked out of bounds. Stone Nix with his second board of the ball game. 2 minutes exactly left in the third quarter. Mountain Home with a two-point lead. Ray with the dribble out top for Rosebud, getting the offense set up. On the right wing, this is Bomar. They look inside, Hall down the paint, misses. Nix the rebound, no on the follow, but he's fouled. He'll head to the free throw line again. And the foul's on Bashirs. His second. 16 fouls against Mountain Home. And Nix at the free throw line where he's 3 of 4 this evening, all in this third quarter. The first one is good. One more free throw for Nix. It's good. 9 points for Stone Nix. Averages about 10 a game. 21-21. We are tied up. Our fifth tie of the ball game. Cruz, high post on the floor once. Spins around the defender and scores. Cruz with a spin move in the paint. He has 8 points and a steal by Benton. Mountain Home gets it back. Underneath, they'll work it to Bashir. Shot good and a foul. And a chance for a three-point play. The foul's on Hall, his third, team's fourth. This could be a 5-point trip down the floor for Mountain Home. Bashir's with a bucket, his first points of the game. The free throw is missed. And the rebound by Hall. The Bombers struggling for the line tonight. Under 50% as a team now. 25-21. Mountain Home leads it. 69 seconds left in the third quarter. Knocked away by Cruz. Picked up by Waymire. The Bombers on the move. Now stolen back by Rosebud. Here come the Ramblers. Hall down the paint. Missing the layup. Contested by Waymire. And Cruz has the rebound. That's his fourth. 48 seconds left in the period. Peters out top to Benton, lost the handle on the Mountain Home's 14th turnover. At the other end, the ball knocked loose and touched by Cruz out of bounds. So it's going to be Rosebud basketball with 35 seconds left in this third quarter. Stop. 35 seconds left, inbounds pass to Hampton. Rebound on the backside by Cruz. That's his fifth board. Peters drives at the other end. Shot good. And a foul. Chance for a three-point play. The foul on Dalton Hall is going to be his fourth, fifth team foul. Waymire out, Cresilius in for Mountain Home. Colton Peters at the line, trying to complete the three-point play. He has 7 points on the night. Hall with four fouls will have to come out of the ball game, averaging 15 points a game. He scored just two so far tonight. Arnold will check in. Peters with the free throw, and it's good. The Bombers with a touchdown lead, 28-21, with 23 seconds left in the third. Here's the half-court trap by Mountain Home. In the paint, Arnold, 15-footer, won't go. Peters, the rebound underneath for Mountain Home. That's his fifth. 10 seconds left in the third. 8 on the clock. Here's Peters. Benton with 3 on the clock. Fires up the 3, will not go. We've played 3 quarters. It's Mountain Home 28, Rosebud 21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7.